at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase in 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, ask me, sister that's listening today, just for her to have a real understanding and really get prepared and really for the judgment that you're bringing, so that she can be a light to shine for you, so that she can endure all the way until the end and get through it victoriously, and that she can shine for your glory to bring souls into repentance, and that she can be bold also to filled with your spirit, and that she starts to pray for herself every day to be filled with your Holy Spirit so that she can serve you. Ask all these crazy flies in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and then talking about times of judgment and just going over to the book of Amos, talking about some scriptures there. This is Amos chapter 5, verse 19. It says, as if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Okay. So when someone's under a judgment, and this is which is actually, it's very small right now. If you start to watch, you can see it a little bit. But what happens is that there, it's just, you're under a curse. Okay. Leviticus chapter 26 is a real good example of this. It talks about blessings and curses. Okay. Where the Lord's face is set against, a person, okay, or people or whatever. So they are gonna, it's just like everything just kind of turns into water and goes right through their hands. Okay. So for example, you know, there's a food shortage. Okay. And someone just finally gets, you know, the food that they've been waiting for a long time, and they set it aside and they have it. And then, and they're so grateful. Finally, they've got it. And then next thing you know, I don't know, the whole thing breaks out in mold and it's ruined and they can't eat it. Okay. You know, they, lose their job. Okay. And they go, oh, well, I've got this right here. I've got some money saved up. I'm going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, you know, this massive bill comes out of nowhere that they completely forgot about, and they have to pay it. And then they go to purchase this, and the price went way up on this, and it's far higher than what they thought it was going to be. And the money that they had all this comfort in when the Lord came and judged them is now gone. Okay. It just comes from like point A to point B to point C to point D. It comes from like everywhere. Okay. To where the person just can't lay their hands upon anything. Okay. In their own strength. And that is, that's the Lord doing it. Okay. Cause he's saying, you know, you have no strength. It comes, I'm the one with the power. You need to yield to me. Okay. And once again, this happens after the Lord has warned a person for a very long time. Okay. But it does come. Okay. You see this with the fall of Judah. Okay. Where it's like, you know, there's famine. So there's no food. They're being besieged. Okay. And then then after, you know, Babylon comes, okay, then there's fights breaking out in the midst of Judah, okay, where Jews are killing Jews, okay, it's just the whole thing just goes haywire, okay, and again, you hear this with Ezekiel, he talks about it, where it's going to be the sword, the famine, the pestilence, going to come from here to there, and that's what's going to happen to this country, okay, it's going to, and it's already, you can start to see, it's like, what, you know, a natural disaster over there, what, this disease over there, what, riots over there, what, I mean, it's so obvious, this place is under a curse already, it's starting, okay, but my beloved sisters in Christ, it is just the beginning. Once again, the kingdom of God is a grain of mustard seed, okay, a grain of mustard seed. Now, what that means is, for the kingdom of God, if you're on the right side of it, it's just like eternal life, okay, blessings, wonderful things, good things growing, okay, and happening for you, okay. And what that means, if you're on the wrong side, is an indication things are getting really bad, okay? Really bad. And they're going to get worse and worse and worse and worse, a grain of mustard seed, and it just completely overtakes the whole thing, okay? And what you need to be thinking about, we'll talk more about this in the next one, is you need to be thinking about the United States, okay? You need to think about our culture, the pride that's in this country. You think about how somebody handles someone cutting them off on the road, okay? When their order doesn't go right at, you know, a restaurant. And then you think about those that our culture, American people, the way that they're so reactionary and proud, okay, and contentious. You think about them under a situation like that, okay? You need to start preparing, my sisters in Christ. You need to start getting ready. And what I mean is, get your life tucked away, hidden in Christ. Make sure you know how to walk in the Spirit. Learn how to do it now. Be a wise virgin. He says, go here, you go there. He says, don't go there, you don't go there. Okay, he says, speak, you speak. He says, be quiet, you be quiet. You'll be amazed, okay, how these things can end up saving your life, okay, in all honesty and keeping you safe. I've seen it with my own two eyes. I'll leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just really seeks after you and does humble herself and look to just really start to learn and hear your Spirit and have you govern her. Everything that she does, be under subjection to your Spirit the whole day, that she really seeks how to do that. Ask all these prayers you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.